Okay, hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sunday night. This is Holy Spirit Guides. And this is the time that we have been going through, you know, just little by little, all of the personal messages that are posted on reginadonacres.com in chronological order. And we are now up to August 2007, which is when Laurent Ellie Levy came to live with me. So we're going to start looking at the messages that I received during my time with Laurent. There have been many opportunities in my life for healing. You know, I've had opportunities for healing with Jasmine. I've had opportunities for healing with Ron. I've had opportunities for healing with, David Hoffmeister and just other people that have been in my life, you know, at work, my old job, there were opportunities for healing. To be honest, and I guess this is perception, but can other people hear me? Yeah, because Karen is asking, so can you let her know if you can hear me? Okay.
I can hear you.
Yeah, well, you're right here. It is my perception, but I feel like the biggest step forward I took in healing was in my relationship with Laurent. And in fact, as I told you all last week, after I sent NTI to the publisher, I went and said a prayer of gratitude, a big prayer of gratitude. And then I said, but I don't want it to stop now. You know, all of this progress that I've made while NTI has been coming, I don't want it to stop now. And I said, please send me something else that will bring me higher into love. And it was 2 weeks later that I met Laurent in person in New Hampshire. And then the guidance began to come for us to join. And it was in August. I don't remember the exact date, but it was, you know, after the 20th. It was in late August of 2007 that he arrived at my house and that giant step forward started. What that means is, as we look at these messages, what you're going to hear are stories of healing. And stories of healing also include stories of, stories of ego. Because in order to let go of ego, we have to see it. I mean, that's really what the course is all about. It's about bringing the ego out of denial, seeing it, and then choosing again. So what happened for me in my relationship with Laurent is that in some ways he was the perfect person to push my buttons. And lots of really painful thoughts were seen in my own mind. And then Spirit helped me to make the decision to let go of those thoughts. And after a year and a half with Laurent, there had been a lot of change. What came next actually was the inner Ramana shortly after Laurent left. And by the time I had gone through my year and a half with Laurent and then my practice with inner Ramana, I would say the change in me and the way I perceive and the way I think and the way I feel, it's quite dramatic. So I feel like what I'm about to begin tonight is to tell you really a love story. It's the story of how I fell into love. It's the story of how I fell into love. So I'm really grateful to be here, really grateful to be beginning, you know, the many months it will take to tell this story. Also, I haven't looked at these messages, not once, since Laurent left, so I'm really excited to look at these messages again, you know, from a different perspective and see what I see in them. What I would like to do, hello Seattle Stephen, what I would like to do is say a prayer. So if you all would join me very much in my prayer, when I say very much, I mean in the heart, I would appreciate it. All right, here we go. Holy Spirit, I am, as always, grateful for your guidance and your leadership. I know from my own experience that the only way to heal is for us to see and recognize our errors as our errors, to take full responsibility for those errors without judgment or guilt, and then to release those errors by making different choices. I recognize, Spirit, that we cannot heal by blaming others, by blaming situations, no matter what they are. I'm grateful that you taught me to take full responsibility for my errors. And I pray that you will continue to guide me and my brothers to see any blocks we have to love's presence, so that we may release them and know love. That is what we want. Amen. All right. There we go. Now, I have invited Laurent to join me whenever he wants to for these teachings. Obviously, I will try to represent his side of the story as well as I can, but nobody could represent his side of the story better than me. So if he does happen to show up and I don't see him, feel free to tell me that Eliel is here. It's the middle of the night for him, so he may not always show up, but he may sometimes show up. Okay, so here is the link to the first message. There you go. This first message is called, "It Is Simple Then." And I remember Dove taught this message, which was a lot of fun for me because Dove doesn't usually teach the messages that come through me, right? But for some reason, Dove taught this message. Do you remember, Dove? You felt very attracted to this message. Let me just tell you a little bit of the story that was going on in my life. In 2005, in July of 2005, Jasmine and I moved to North Carolina. And during the school year, for all of 2005 and all of 2006, I was home alone all day long. And I think that this was a very precious, very important time for me. This is, of course, when NTI came. This is when most of the personal messages that we've read on Regina Dawn Acres came. So it was in my ability to be home alone in stillness that I received lots of enlightening guidance. And there was a peacefulness, although I was obviously looking at stuff and stuff was going on, there was a peacefulness about my day at least 9 months out of the year. Well, what happened in 2007, in August of 2007, is two new people came into my life. One was Laurent, because I had felt guided, and he had also felt guided for the two of us to join. So he came and he moved in with me. I always joke with people that our first date was living together for about 6 or 6.5 weeks. And that's true. That's how we started living together. So all of a sudden I had this man that I really didn't know, a stranger, living with me. And of course he was from a completely different culture than the culture that I was from. In addition, literally within a few days after Laurent arrived, baby Grace arrived. Some of you may remember her. In the spring of 2007, my neighbor asked me if I would please take care of her baby for a year. She had no one to take care of her baby, and I felt guided to say yes. So my days beginning to take care of baby Grace started only a few days after Laurent arrived. So this quiet, spending days all day alone in meditation, listening to spirit, suddenly changed to where I had this man and this baby. And, well, it just seemed like, again, from my perspective, and of course we're talking about ego, we're going to be looking at a lot of my ego here, it seemed like my entire world had suddenly been turned upside down, that everything that I really liked about my life was being taken away, and I really felt, I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want this man and everything he brings. I don't want this baby and everything she brings. What I want is my peace and quiet back. So that's the frame of mind that brought this message. It's simple then. So what I'm going to do is read the message. And again, I haven't looked at this message in a long time, so I'm really excited. I do remember it was very precious to me. It'll be fun to read it again. Here we go. It's Holy Spirit speaking. It is simple then. There is nothing outside of you. Nothing you see is outside of you. You have brought it all into your mind for only one purpose, and that is to awaken the mind to what it is. Everything you do for you. Everything you do for you. Do not lose this perspective, and you shall use everything in your awareness for the purpose you have given it, for the purpose you have brought it to you for. Now again, as I said, my ego frame of mind was that I don't want this. I don't want this man. I don't want this baby. I don't want every, you know, all of the noise and the call for my attention. And, you know, I don't want this in my life. I want my peaceful, quiet life back. And what Spirit is really telling me is that that's not true. I'm lying to myself. I'm lying to myself when I say I don't want this. That in fact I want this very much, and that I called this to me because what I really want is the healing of my mind. And of course I told you all that I did pray that prayer in May. I said, please bring me something to bring me higher into love. I think that often when we pray for our awakening, we don't realize that what we're really praying for is, please help me see everything in me that is an error. And that in order for that prayer to be answered, what's going to be brought into our life will not be greeted by the ego as good, as welcome, as what I wanted. Because what is... Oh, Eliel is in the house. Good, thank you, Monica, for telling me. And Laurent, if at any point you want to say anything, please raise your hand. And what I'm doing now is I'm going over the very first message that came after you arrived, and it's the one we called It's Simple Then. Here's the link. So as I was saying, I was telling them, Laurent, that you and Grace, baby Grace, arrived within just a few days of each other. You know, you arrived, and then a few days later, I started taking care of baby Grace, and I just felt like the quiet time that I had had, you know, while Jasmine was at school was completely disrupted, and my thought was, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this, I want my life back. And that's when It's Simple Then came. And again, Spirit is telling me, I've read the first paragraph, Spirit is telling me through this message that I do want this. And indeed, I did pray for it in May. I had prayed for something that would bring me higher into love. And as I was saying, when we pray for these things, I don't think we realize that if we really want to be brought higher into love, right? If we really want to know thyself, if we really want to know God within, if we want to be immersed in God within, that what really needs to happen is that everything that is blocking that needs to be seen and removed. Which means that when we pray that prayer, what comes into our life may not be welcome from the ego perspective. The ego is going to see it probably as bad, it's annoying people, it's circumstances that we did not want. You know, to put it in plain language, the shit can hit the fan. Mm-hmm. And Jasmine is now scolding me for using that bad word. But you get my drift. And the ego will scream, just like it did for me when Laurent and Grace arrived, I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want this. Sometimes people say things like, why does stuff like this keep happening to me? But Spirit is telling me, all right, and this is very important for us to get because we need a change in perspective. We need a very strong change in perspective if we're going to allow the gift that has been given, and trust me, it is a gift, if we're going to allow the gift that has been given to be used to the utmost of its ability for our healing, to bring us higher into love, to help us recognize ourselves. In order to allow that gift to be used, we have to realize, I do want this. We have to realize that above all else, I want to see. And we have to say thank you to everything that has come into our awareness to help us see our own errors, our own obstacles. So that was the purpose of this very first message, right off the bat. I mean, what a very loving Holy Spirit, huh? Think about the love in this. The very first message, within a few days of Laurent and Grace arriving, Holy Spirit is helping me to look at it differently, to stop saying, I don't want this, I want it the way it used to be, which was a lie, and to start realizing, I do want this, and I'm grateful for it. Everything that is being given because I've asked, because I want to heal. And if it hadn't been for that change in perspective, you know, maybe Laurent and I would not have made it very long. Because the truth is, we walked into something that was very difficult. And if we hadn't understood why it was difficult and how it could be helpful, we might have quit pretty quickly. And we might have walked away having grievances and judgments of each other. So what a blessing that this message should come first to set the right frame of mind, right? So let me start again with the first paragraph. And again, Laurent, at any time, stick up your hand, whatever you feel moved. Here we go, starting at the top again. It is simple then. There is nothing outside of you. Nothing you see is outside of you. You have brought it all into your mind for only one purpose, and that is to awaken the mind to what it is. Everything you do for you. Everything you do for you. Do not lose this perspective, and you shall use everything in your awareness for the purpose you have given it, for the purpose you have brought it to you for. Fear and resistance reside within the mind, but these are not your enemies. Do not fight them. They were made by you, and in fighting them, you forget this fact. In fighting them, you separate yourself from yourself, and this only generates more fear because it is a completely unnatural idea. You fear the unnatural because you know it isn't true. The fear of yourself is the core of all fear. This is why you must be honest with yourself. You cannot lie to yourself and trick yourself and live without fear also. You can only live without fear by being completely honest with yourself. So again, what Spirit is telling me, and it's all a part of correcting that initial error that entered my mind when Laurent and Grace arrived, right, is that when I say, I don't want this, I am lying. And that's always true, guys. Imagine that. No matter what the situation is in your life right now, if you're saying, I don't want this, you are lying. Because it could not have come into your life if you didn't want it. Right? We're the free child of God. Free. Nothing can be forced on us. Nothing can be coerced on us. Okay? So by the simple act of saying, I don't want this, we're lying to ourselves. And he's saying there's no way that you can lie to yourself and be free of fear also. The only way to be free of fear is to be honest with yourself. And honesty is saying, I do want this. If I didn't want it, it couldn't be here. And, you know, intellectually, people often struggle with that. You know, why would I want this? There may even be great, great resistance to that statement, right? But Spirit helps us even at the intellectual level so that we can relax into acceptance. And one thing that Holy Spirit has taught us is that the reason we want it, this is an interpretation that is helpful to us, the reason we want it, no matter what it is to help us awaken, to help us see our own obstacles, and to help us release those obstacles. And if we can get in touch with what NTI calls our true desire, our desire to know thyself, our desire to awaken, if we drop into that desire, we realize how much we do want to awaken, honestly. And then we can look back at whatever is in our life, and we can say, yes, I can see this as a gift. And if you can look at something in your life and with sincerity say, yes, I see this as a gift, you will not have fear in facing it. So what Holy Spirit is saying is true. If you lie to yourself and say, I don't want this, you're going to be afraid of it. You're going to be resisting it. And if you resist your resistance, if you judge yourself for resisting what's in front of you, it's just going to get worse. It's going to snowball. So instead, the answer is to be honest. The answer is to say, yes, I want whatever the universe would give me to help me awaken. And to feel that at the depth of your heart, at the core of your belly, with every fiber of your being. I want this. It doesn't mean that you understand it. It doesn't mean that you know yet how it's going to be helpful. It just means that you trust that it will. And when you get there, you can accept anything. So you can only live without fear by being completely honest with yourself. And again, that's saying, yes, I do want this. It couldn't be here otherwise. Okay, the third paragraph. The way to be honest is to start here and now, right where you are. Okay, so for me, that was at 3:35 Random Drive with Laurent and Grace. Right? The way to be honest is to start here and now, right where you are. Do not wish to be somewhere else, in some other situation, or some other state of mind. That wish is a lie and will create fear. It is a lie because you are right where you choose to be, acknowledging this is honesty. So again, one way that we lie to ourselves is by saying, I don't want to be in this relationship, I don't want to be in this job, I don't want to be in this financial situation, right? Whatever the current lie is. Another way that we lie to ourselves is by saying, I don't want to be in this state of mind. For example, I don't want to hate this person. I don't want to fear this situation. You know, whatever our current state of mind is, denying that we want that. So it's always helpful to accept that exactly the life situation I find myself in and the state of mind, no matter what that state of mind is, it's exactly the way it is because I do currently want it that way. And it's funny because this is going to be the beginning of a change. You know, this is going to be the beginning of a change. But we have to admit, I am where I am because I want to be. And when we say that, and we accept also that it's going to be helpful to us, there is a peace that comes with that. If we resist our state of mind or resist our current circumstance, there is a lack of peace that comes with that. Okay, the next paragraph. Once you acknowledge that you are where you want to be, remember why you are there. This is also honesty. Remembering why you are there is the perspective of true honesty, which allows all things to be used for the purpose you have truly given it. To use it for any other purpose is to avoid and pretend, and this will create fear. Okay, so let me give you an example. You know, Laurent and I were guided to join together as a couple. Now, Laurent and I, before we joined together as a couple over the phone, we agreed that the only purpose of our relationship was awakening. But I'll tell you where an error can slip in, and I'm sure it must have from time to time, is if we start thinking that the purpose of our relationship is, well, that I'll say it from my point of view, the purpose of Laurent is to make me happy, right? Laurent is supposed to behave in a certain way. He's supposed to say the right things, do the right things. He's supposed to be the man that I want so that I can be happy. As soon as my mind slipped into thinking that, as soon as I thought that Laurent's job was to be my perfect man, as I fantasized about it in my mind, right, whatever I thought I wanted in a man, I'm lying to myself again. Because that's not his purpose. That's not why he came. And it's going to create fear. And that fear in me came up as hatred. We know that all these different emotions are just different types of fear. We've learned that from the Course. So in me, that fear showed up as hatred because Laurent wasn't what I fantasized I wanted. And so when I started thinking that his job is to make me happy, which to be honest, is the most common role that we assign to someone in a couple relationship, right? Whenever I would think that his job is to make me happy, he's supposed to be out of bed when I want him out of bed. He's supposed to be moving around the house and doing the things I want him to do. And he's supposed to do them the way I want them to do them. As soon as I would start thinking that way, my reaction to him would be hate, right? But Spirit is calling that fear, and Spirit is saying the reason it showed up is because, once again, I was lying to myself. And I got to tell you, I experienced this with Laurent, and so I know there's nothing more true than this. When I would get into the frame of mind that he was there to make me happy, I would hate him. When I would get into the frame of mind that he was there to help me heal, I would love him. And nothing changed except the point of view that I was looking at him with. I was either looking at him with ego or I was looking at him with the purpose of Spirit. You know, Holy Spirit is the purpose of healing. Holy Spirit is the purpose of awakening. And when I looked at him from that point of view, I loved him. So what Spirit is saying here is not a small thing. If we are lying to ourselves about our purpose, we're going to experience fear. And that fear can show up in a lot of different forms. You know, like I said, hate is a form I experienced. It could be the emotion of fear. It could be guilt. It could be unworthiness. It could be a large number of emotions. But they're all going to be what we could call ego-based emotions. The only way to have peace, trust, reliance within is to remember the true purpose of the situation. I have called it to me to help me heal. It is here to help me heal. This situation, no matter what it looks like, is my very best friend. It's exactly what I need now. It's exactly what I want now. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. And that's the way I saw Laurent when I was in my right mind, when I remembered our purpose together. And in fact, you know, during our relationship, there were many times that we would forget and that we would have resistance to each other, hate each other, not want each other. And the way Spirit would show up for us would be by reminding us of our purpose together. Reminding us of what we were to each other, shared in the purpose of healing. And when we listened to that, we were fine again. The resistance would melt away. But we seemed to need that reminder from time to time. I've been talking to a lot of couples lately. It's funny how many couples have called this week, you know, when this is the week that we're beginning the Laurent and Regina messages. And I see that couples all over the world fall into these same traps, right? My partner's, we don't say it out loud, we don't even say it consciously, but my partner's job is to make me happy. My partner's job is to be exactly the person I want them to be so that I can be happy. And that's the lie. That's not the purpose of our relationships. The purpose of our relationships is to help us awaken. And if we can just shift into the honesty of that purpose, we will automatically feel much different about the person who's across the table from us. One little shift. So Steve has written, so if I am in fear, that is proof I am lying to myself. Yes. And you'll feel it as soon as you get into your right mind and remember your purpose. And you feel that fear melt away, right? And you feel that gratitude arising for what has been given as a gift. It's remembering your purpose with your whole heart that brings that about. Okay, hold on, I'm going to take a drink. Laurent, do you have anything to say yet? If you do, you know how to signal me. Nope, he's very quiet. I told him, Laurent, before you came, I said that I will be, you know, talking about this story. As you know, it will probably take months to tell this story, and that I will always be sharing from my point of view, and I will also do my best to honestly represent your point of view. But of course, nobody can do it better than you. So so that's why I've invited you to be here, because I do think that what we learn together is very important, and I think it's very helpful as well. And I think that sharing, well, I think it's something everybody's going to be grateful for as we share. So please, you know, again, anytime you feel to. But you're not forced to if you're not being prompted. All right, so let's go on to the next paragraph. Remember that all work is done in the mind. So listen carefully, very, very carefully to your own mind. Do not feel that you need to be quick to answer or speak or react to a world that seems outside the mind. To answer too quickly is to believe the world. Notice the mind. What do you find there? Is it a true thought or is it false? Does it tell you there is something to fear? If so, that is a false thought. Rest in trust and let it go. Rest in trust and let it go. Well, this is one of the gifts that I got out of my relationship with Laurent. Not up front. I mean, the paragraph that's guiding me to answer slowly and to look at my mind before I respond was given up front. I do not think I mastered this skill for many, many, many months. But I do remember reaching a point in my relationship with Laurent where he would say something to me and I would feel myself checking within on how to perceive it and what to say back. So I became slow instead of fast. You know, it's funny because the Course tells us that the ego always speaks first. I don't know for sure if that's true or not, and I'm not here to get into that conversation. But that's definitely true that in certain situations, such as when your buttons are being pushed, that if you are not extremely vigilant, that the ego speaks first. There's no doubt about it. And so that's why spirit is guiding slowness, right? Remember that all work is done in the mind. So listen carefully, very, very carefully to your own mind. One lesson I learned from Holy Spirit and through my relationship with Laurent is that if I am upset, it is because I am looking through the filter of my ego right now. It doesn't matter what Laurent or anyone else is doing. It doesn't even matter how many people I can get to agree with me that Laurent is wrong and I am right. That's all just bullcrap. That's all just more lies. The only honest statement is that if I am upset right now, it is because my ego is in my way. I am looking through the filter of my ego. And maybe the most helpful thought that has really helped me to heal as much as I have to this point is that one. Because although certainly there were moments of slipping and moments of thinking something was Laurent's fault in our relationship, for the most part, I held to that idea that if I'm upset, it's because of my mind. If I'm upset, it's because of my mind. And this caused me to look very, very carefully at the thoughts I was thinking. It caused me to listen very, very closely to anything Holy Spirit was willing to teach me about those thoughts. It created an inward focus that actually led to healing. So again, remember that all work is done in the mind. So listen carefully, very, very carefully to your own mind. Do not feel that you need to be quick to answer or speak or react to a world that seems outside the mind. So this statement can be true with our bosses, with our parents, with our children, with our significant others. When they speak, if we would just stop and watch our mind, recognize whether what we're about to say is coming from ego or spirit, really truly pause. You'll be surprised with a little bit of practice how good you can get at this. But just a pause. You know, if we use the example, the symbol that is given to us in A Course in Miracles, that the world is a script, and we see ourselves as actors in a play. Do you know where the script is fed? How the script is fed to you? It's fed into your mind as thoughts. So if someone in my life says something, and I feel a reaction to say, "You're full of shit," right? That's a line in the script. I'm playing the role of this script, and I'm believing it, and I'm experiencing the emotions of it, but I'm not at all in touch with who I am. So a part of what we need to learn to do is to see the script, but choose not to continue playing that part. To choose instead to get the guidance from our real self, and to follow that guidance. You could call it checking for another script, a script that is calling us back home again. And again, we can only do that if we are willing to not be too quick to answer or speak or react to a world that seems outside the mind. Again, to answer too quickly is to believe the world. So when we answer too quickly, we're not seeing it as a script. We're seeing it as true, and I better fight or defend or attack in order to be safe. We're not seeing it as a script. We're falling hook, line, and sinker for the script. We're believing it. But if we pause and look at the mind, what we're really saying is, I don't believe this world is true. I don't believe I need to fight or defend or attack for my safety. What we're really saying is, I believe there is another way, another answer. I believe I'm something else. We're really saying a lot by our willingness to pause before reacting. So again, do not feel that you need to be quick to answer or speak or react to a world that seems outside the mind. To answer too quickly is to believe the world. Notice the mind, right? Take the time to do this. What do you find there? Is it a true thought or is it false? Does it tell you there is something to fear, right? I had a conversation with a friend last night, and I didn't catch it right away, so I called him back this morning and talked to him again, but there was a fear that if I said what I was being feeling guided to say that he wouldn't like me. And so I held back. And then this morning when I woke up, I was still feeling prompted to tell him this. And so I called him back and I told him what had held me back, why I had not said it. I told him I was afraid that he would not like me and I didn't tell him. And I said, but I'm just feeling really prompted to tell you, so now I'm going to tell you. And I told him what I had to say. But do you see how there was a subtle thought there that there was something to fear? Right? A subtle thought. Which means that was not a true thought. If it told me there was something to fear, it was not a true thought. And if I had been quicker to watch my mind last night, I wouldn't have needed to call him back today. But it worked out fine, of course, as it was. But we really need to pay attention to what our mind is saying us. These are quick thoughts. They're not words, right? They're so fast. They're not words. They're not sentences. You know, I didn't hear a sentence in my mind like, if you tell him that, he's not going to like you. It was a quick thought that passed through that I reacted to. And we all do that all the time. But if we start watching our mind, what happens is we get better and better and better at seeing those quick thoughts. But yeah, feeling thought, Laurent is calling it. We get better and better and better at learning not to listen to that. And to pause and to ask for another way to respond, another way to see, another way to perceive. So again, to answer too quickly is to believe the world. Notice the mind. What do you find there? Is it a true thought or is it false? Does it tell you there is something to fear? If so, that is a false thought. Rest in trust and let it go. Rest in trust and let it go. And of course, Spirit says rest in trust because, you know, we could say the antidote to fear is trust, right? So instead of listening to fear and following the reaction of fear, we rest in trust, we let that thought go, and then another script comes. The script we could say is from the Holy Spirit. Whatever we are to say, whatever we are to do, if anything, we might be told just to be still, we might be told just to let it pass, right? But whatever guidance we need in that moment will come when we rest and trust and let the fear thought go. All right, the next thing that Spirit said to me, be aware of your judgments. Judgments come from fear, and fear comes from judgments. Relinquish all judgments now by seeing them as false. Oh boy, this would be a short story if I had done that. If I had said, okay, Spirit, and I had relinquished all judgments in that moment, we wouldn't even have a story to tell here. Obviously, I didn't do that. A lot of judgments came into my mind, especially over the next 6 weeks. I don't know if I've ever seen as many judgments in my mind as I saw in my first 6 weeks with Laurent. However, I eventually saw that this statement was true. And I eventually began the work of letting go of judgments just because they were judgments. And in fact, when I really began that work is after a message called The Code came, which we will eventually get to. That's when I really began the work in a very diligent way. You know, again, in this paragraph, Spirit says, judgments come from fear and fear comes from judgments. What this means is there's a loop here, right? There's a loop. You know, judgment, fear, judgment, fear, judgment, fear. And we're caught in this loop, okay? And remember, fear has many different faces. And for me, in my early part of my relationship with Laurent, it looked like hate. It looked like hate. So judgments come from hate, and hate comes from judgments, is another way this could be worded, right? A loop. And eventually, through the code, Holy Spirit taught me about that loop. What Holy Spirit taught me was that as a hate thought would come into my mind, it would come into my mind because I believed hate thoughts before. And if I believe this hate thought, it's going to recycle and come back into my mind again. In addition to that, every time I believe a hate thought, I experience the emotion of hate, right? So there's an effect that I experience. So it's a loop that at some point we need to make a decision that we do not want to be a part of that loop anymore. You know, A Course in Miracles says, to say you want the peace of God is nothing. To mean it is everything. Well, you're saying that you want the peace of God, but not meaning it. If hate thoughts, judgment thoughts, grievance thoughts are coming into your mind, and you are believing them hook, line, and sinker, you're not pausing, you're not stopping to question them, you're not stopping to ask, do I really want this? And what happens is you continue to carry those burdens, the feeling of hate, the feeling of grievance, the feeling of judgment. You're carrying all of these burdens, you're not perfectly happy, and it's because you're caught in this loop. At some point, it hits us. At some point, we'll all awaken to the statement that is in the Course, I am doing this to myself, right? At some point, we awaken, and we start to realize that if I believe this hate thought, two things are going to happen. One, more hate thoughts are going to come, right? But two, I'm going to experience the effect, hate. If I want only the peace of God, if that's all I want, then I must step outside of this loop. And what begins to happen, truly, is that a hate thought will come into the mind. And just because we really do want the peace of God, we finally, honestly made that decision, we will let go of the hate thought without believing it. To say you want the peace of God is everything. To say you want the peace of God is nothing. To mean it is everything. And that's when we really start meaning it. When we start watching the mind and relinquishing our judgments. Because we want the peace of God. We don't want this hate. We don't want this fear. We don't want this guilt. Right? We don't want it anymore. We want only the peace of God. That's what Spirit is pointing to in this paragraph. Like I said, I didn't get it this day. But I did get it through this relationship. I did get it through everything that Spirit taught us in this relationship. So again, be aware of your judgments. Judgments come from fear, and fear comes from judgments. Relinquish all judgments now by seeing them as false. And then Holy Spirit continues, I see fear in your mind now. It is strong, and now you are seeing it also. Do not judge yourself for fear. Rest and return your mind to me. You need not fight fear. Indeed, you need not fight fear, because that is resistance and that is fear. A mistake that we often make, and it comes from guilt, you know, from being intellectually educated on the spiritual path as Course students or, you know, whatever spiritual path we're choosing. You know, we may understand intellectually ideas like acceptance, right? We may understand intellectually ideas like letting go of judgment and how that's helpful. But we might not yet be at the point of willingness or readiness or even just practiced skill to be able to do those things, to be able to honestly accept or to be able to let go of a judgment. We compound the situation if we judge ourselves for that. If we allow our spiritual ego to guide us to judge ourselves. It's Pamela Silberman, but I'll call her back later. If we allow our spiritual ego to guide us to judge ourselves for not being in what I'll just call, for lack of better words, a higher state of mind. If I cannot accept a situation right now, I hate a situation, and then I judge myself for hating it. You see, it's kind of like taking a double dose of ego. A double dose of ego. So what Spirit is teaching me to do, right up front, is to learn not to judge myself for not being where I'd like to be, right? Not to judge myself for judging, not to judge myself for hating, not to judge myself for fearing, not to judge myself for whatever I'm about to experience and for what I was experiencing that day, right? Of course, Spirit is not denying that it's there. I mean, Spirit is saying very clearly, I see fear in your mind, right? I know that you are afraid. Another word that could have been used is, I know that you hate, or at least think you hate. I know that you think you don't want this situation. I know you think you want it differently. Don't judge yourself for that. Don't judge yourself for not being, quote, more spiritual. And then Spirit gives another piece of advice. Rest and return your mind to me. Just rest the mind. Accept exactly what's going on and exactly how you feel about it. And then rest, right? Because if you rest instead of judging, you're going to return yourself to Spirit so you can get whatever guidance is helpful. If you judge yourself, you're going to stay in ego, and the effects are just going to spread. They're just going to grow. You're going to feel worse. I feel like I want to read what Laurent has written, so hold on just one second. He says, this is by far the most important, at least for me. Yeah, not judging ourselves for where we're at, for what we're experiencing, for how we're looking at it, for what we would call our failures. But that, of course, is our perception of what's going on, right? Okay, Holy Spirit continues. You need to love yourself, forgive yourself, be gentle through non-judgment, and calming through understanding. As you love yourself, fear shall subside. Then you shall pass without fear and walk where you thought you would not walk. That makes me want to cry. I'll tell you why in a moment. In peace, you shall embrace the light you thought you would not embrace. The reason that makes me want to cry, of course, is when Laurent did arrive. I did not expect to hate him. That's not what I expected. I expected for him to show up and for us to be automatically the best of friends and really like each other and, you know, maybe even fall in love, you know. I didn't expect to hate him. And that is pretty much what we fell into first, was hating each other. So with that feeling, you know, with that feeling of hate and knowing that he had been sent to me so that we could be joined, so that we could awaken, and here I am hating my partner in awakening. You know, there was this idea in my mind, you're never going to make it. You loser. I mean, you loser. You know, this man is sent to help you awaken. You and he committed to awakening, and you hate him. You are never going to make it. Certainly you guys must know that voice, right? And so Spirit is giving me advice in this message of how I am going to make it, right? Spirit is telling me the perspectives I need to hold. He's giving, we could call it an overview of the practices I'm going to be taught. Because really, these paragraphs were expanded into much longer messages later. Okay? So I'm being given an overview of what I'm going to learn to practice. And Spirit is telling me that if I will just do my little part, which is forgive myself, be gentle with myself, another word that isn't here, but it became very important, be patient with myself. If I will do that as I go through this learning process with Laurent, if I will be gentle with myself, he says, you shall pass without fear and walk where you thought you would not walk. And the reason that makes me want to cry, it's gratitude, is because I did get past all of that, because my mind really was healed through this relationship and through all of the gifts that came. And of course, this was the very first message, and at that point I had what appeared to be no faith that healing would happen. But it did. It did. Okay, so the next paragraph. Start today. I'm just going to stop right there. See, we had no idea it was coming. You got to remember now, for those of us who know about this relationship and what happened, we know that approximately 60 written messages and many spoken messages came. We know they're very helpful. We know that really they could be a book. Okay? We know that a lot of great stuff came. But you got to understand that on this day, when this message came, I didn't know that yet. Right? I didn't know what was coming. But notice it was the beginning of a course that Laurent and I went through together. And Spirit says, start today. We were beginning a course today. Start today by reading this many times. Take it in deeply. The mind will try to tell you that you must effort through the fear, but this is not true, and this will take you nowhere. Resting in trust and remembering that you are only looking at your mind will take you where you choose to go. Oh, here you go, Laurent. Here it is. I didn't even remember it was in this message. The slow way is the fast way, right? The slow way is the fast way. The peaceful way is the way to peace. So again, Spirit is telling me to read this message over and over and over again. And of course, this is because I really needed a change in perspective right up front. I'm saying I don't want this. I don't want this man here. I don't want this baby here. I want my old life back. And Spirit knows that if I'm going to make the progress that I want to make, I need to change that perspective right up front. So he's asking me to read this message several times. It's very important that I get in the right frame of mind and that I remember the purpose of everything that's being given, right? And then there's going to be a lot of temptations coming up to talk about with myself what a loser Laurent is, right? A lot of temptations coming up to talk about with myself how I'm better than Laurent. And the truth is, he had these same temptations, you know. In his mind, he could talk about how he was better than me, right? We were each better than the other person. And don't lie, Laurent, you'll just experience fear. So we have a lot of temptations that are going to be coming our way. And my mind is going to want to blame him. My mind is going to want to blame him. It's his fault. It's because of him, right? It's his fault. It's because of him. And Spirit says to rest in trust and to remember that I'm only looking at my mind. And that's going to take me where I choose to go. In other words, if I choose to blame Laurent, if I choose to call up all of my girlfriends and spend all day on the phone telling them what a loser he is and getting their agreement, I'm not going to heal. I'm not going to heal. I can do that if I want. I'm not guilty. Spirit never judges us as guilty. But I'm not going to get what I really want out of this relationship. The only way I'm going to get what I really want is to remember to stay within my mind. Everything I'm experiencing is coming from thoughts that I'm believing in my mind, and I need to become very, very aware of those. I need to become aware of every obstacle to love in my mind, and I need to let it go, or I'm not going to get what I want out of this relationship, what I truly want. So resting in trust and remembering that no matter what goes on, right, you are only looking at your mind. Don't ever point a finger at Laurent. It's not going to be helpful. You are only looking at your mind. That's the only thing that could cause upset in you. That is going to take you where you choose to go. And he calls it the slow way. Because again, I got to pause. I can't just react. I got to pause and I got to watch my mind and I got to see what's going on there. So it's slow. But he says that that's the fast way. And I got to tell you here, I'm here now as a witness to say that's true. Because I feel like the amount of healing I experienced in my relationship with Laurent, I mean, it's just amazing. I feel like I saved 1,000 years in 1.5 years, right? So the slow way is the fast way. The peaceful way is the way to peace. Peaceful meaning taking the time to look within. And then the closing of the message. Laurent says, are you saying you saved 750 years? The closing of the message. Blessings. I am with you always. I hold your hand and guide your thoughts. Listen to me. Listen only to me. And you step forward in trust. So this message then was the very, very first gift that I received in my relationship with Laurent, that we received, really messages were for both of us, although I don't think we realized that at first. I think we both thought the messages were for me. But we came to realize that that wasn't true. They were for us. And in fact, later, at the end of our relationship, when we were guided to go our separate ways, I was actually guided to give these messages to Laurent. So in truth, he's the legal owner of these messages. What I'm going to do is continue, again, for as long as it takes, going through all of the messages, but I won't be here next Sunday night because I'll be in St. Louis. So if you want to join with me in continuing to go through these messages, please join me in 2 weeks. Oh, here's Laurent, and be aware our time is up, Laurent, so short and sweet. Unless you're saying you want to take next week, that's great. Bye. I'm going to let go of the mic for you.
Hello, I know I have like 1 minute or even less. The only thing I want to say, and that will just close it very nicely. At the time, and for the whole period actually, it got easier towards the end when we were talking about when we were sharing our messages and we were talking about these. I was always very, very unhappy with the stories of hate. It was often, you know, to... Even the word hate was just terrible for me. And to listen to Regina talking about hate, how much she hates me and this, even if it's just example, Regina would know it. I would actually hide it, but inside I would just contract, and it was very, very difficult. All I want to say is that I heard you say the term hate and hate Laurent for like, I don't know, maybe like 20 times tonight. And... I just couldn't stop laughing and loving. I'm very, very happy. And this is the this is the best demonstration, you know, how much these messages work and how much I'm very, very grateful for them. So thank you. Thank you. I don't know if I'll be able to do that next week or not, but I'll come up as much as I can on those Sundays. This is great guidance, and I'm very, very happy and very, very grateful to be
All right. Thank you so much, Regina Dawn Akers, inspirational as usual, and Laurent Elie-Lévy, thank you for being so open and so kind about your relationship. It's just wonderful.